أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد. وبه نستعين، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is really a great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us to sit and discuss the words that is considered al-wahyul ilahi, the great revelations. And we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessings. Not everyone will have such a chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. So the more clean you are, the more tahir you are, the more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you will be, and the more you will understand the revelation, the gleams of the revelation, the lights of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have reached, brothers and sisters, ayah number 67 from Surah Al-Yusuf. Surah Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny, and him. As you know, Yusuf now became a king after he was a prisoner. And then he was cleared, and he became one of the greatest influential people in the government. And not only that, but also he became the richest because of the situation that happened in Egypt. Now his brothers need him. We discussed how he got married with his wife, Zuleika. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon her. And now, let's see what happened to his brothers. His brothers, of course, also when they were hit by the drought, they decided to go and see what they can do in order to get some food. The news has spread that in Egypt there is a king, that he had everything under control, and people were going and taking their needs out of food from him. So they got the first time, and Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had plotted in a way that when they go back, they also bring his brother from his mother and father, Binyamin. So therefore, this plot, it seems like it worked. As they went home, they gave their father the great covenant that, Father, this time we really will bring him back no matter what. We will give you a strong covenant. We sign on it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our witness. Now, once they made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their witness, their wakil, Jacob, Ya'qub, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, Oh, my sons, do not go from one door, and go from several gates. Do not enter the city from one gate, but go from several gates. And I'm saying this not because I do have any power over Allah's will. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed anything happen, you know, nothing can stop God's will, al-qada, al-qadr, al-ilahi. However, as a gesture of advice, because he looked at his sons, they were good-looking, they were strong, they were handsome, they were elite, of the elite after all, they were the sons of prophets. They had several prophets in their blood. So they were handsome and beautiful. So he said, please, sons, get in from several gates. And, mind you, I have to tell you, the judgment, the will, is from Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have depended upon, tawakkaltu ala Allah. I always depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Now, subhanAllah, there is nothing to depend on. Truly, brothers and sisters, if you look at the whole world, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, in a statement, he said, our grand master after Rasulullah, salamullahi alayhi, he said, love what you want. أحبب من شئت or ما شئت. Love whatever you want, but know, فإنك مفارقه. One day there will be a separation. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, never ever not depend upon Allah. Never ever. This is a negative, negative, and two negatives. So this means always depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The his children, his sons, now they're 11, now they also took their brother Benjamin with them, and they did enter from several gates. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ. And when they got in from the several gates that their father had told them, مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Now, as we said, nothing can stop God's will. Nothing. The whole existence cannot stop God's will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an entity that we say, Allahu Akbar. Lord is greater, is stronger than anything and everything. In fact, there is no comparison. There is nothing. Allahu Akbar. And that's it. We stop right there. ما كان يغني عنهم من الله من شيء. شيء. The word شيء means thing. Everything is a thing. Yes, subhanAllah. So if you put all the things aside and Allah on the other side, no matter what they do, they cannot, because everything else is a creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَعْقُوبٍ. You know, subhanAllah. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here, nothing will stop God's will. Now, Ya'qub, of course, was a father. Ya'qub is one of the greatest compassionates towards his sons. So it is something in the heart of Jacob. It is an exception. So Jacob knows that nothing can stop God's will. And yes, they did go inside, but still, what happened at the end? Still, in surface, superficially speaking, in the surface, they still lost Benjamin. They still lost the second son, yes, subhanAllah. So in other words, it seems that from the surface, from an outside look, it seems like no matter what they did, still they lost the second son. The son of Jacob from the same mother as Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. So, إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ عَقُوبٍ. It was a form of a desire, a need in the heart of Jacob. He showed it, that he loves his children. He wants to protect his children. And it should be known, وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَا. It should be known that Jacob is knowledgeable. What kind of a knowledge? not any knowledge. He has the knowledge that we have taught him. What a great honor. Brothers, we should know, you know, we should know that none of these schools, none of these colleges, none of these technical places that they give information, give us a solid information as the school of Allah gives. إِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ. This knowledge is the knowledge of sincerity. This is the true knowledge. Not somebody going to a certain institute and he's being filled with information such as statistically it is said that this is true, or statistically it is said that a person hates this or dislikes that one. This is, well, I don't understand what kind of a statistics is that. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an information, it is the true information. One of our greatest scholars, he said, أَيُّهَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِي فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ. All you people who are at school, كُلَّمَا عَلَّمْتُمُوهُ وَسْوَسَ. Everything that you've been taught is nothing but waswasa, the whisper of a vain thing. Waswasa, it is vain issues. عِلْمُكُمْ إِن كَانَ فِي غَيْرِ الْحَبِيبِ. If your knowledge was not directed, not taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from any source like Ahlul Bayt, like the knowledge of a Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا لَكُمْ فِي نَشْأَةِ الْأُخْرَى نَصِيدٍ. If, no matter what you do, you get the information from any other source but from the source of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if your knowledge was not concentrated on our beloved, the lovely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that is so merciful and compassionate to us, مَا لَكُمْ فِي النَّشْأَةِ الْأُخْرَى نَصِيبٍ. Whatever you learn, if you learn it outside the circle that pertains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not have a chance or a portion of the hereafter. So therefore, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ. He has knowledge, but what kind of a knowledge is it? عِلْمٍ لِمَّا عَلَّمْنَاهُ. It's a knowledge that we have taught them. It is a knowledge of certainty. It is a knowledge of assuredness. That's why he knew. And he said, وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ. He was not conceited. He was not proud that, well, you know, I'm telling you something. No, it is a knowledge that Allah taught me. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُ. Most of the, unfortunately, a person who is knowledgeable by the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, truly, at the end of his statement, he says, وَمَا أُغْنِيَ عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Yes, if Allah, yes, I'll give you the information, I'll give you the norms, I'll give you the means, I'll give you the parameters, but does that mean that I can go against Allah? No. Does that mean if Allah wills something? No. But most of the people, unfortunately, they think, yes, I am telling you. Yes, I know this is a rule, this is the law, this is an equation. It doesn't go there. Most of the people, they think that whatever they learn is right. And it's unfortunate. So, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Most of the people, they do not know the secret lies in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. However, the brothers went, they did go through several gates, they did enter, they did penetrate. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ آوَى إِلَيْهِ أَخَى. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, well, when they went toward Yusuf and they entered, he embraced his brother, Benjamin. Now, how did he do that? قال إني أخوك فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يعملون. Yusuf, that was filled with love. Yusuf that did not see his brothers, he did not see his these relatives. He said, I am your brother. Do not be saddened by what they have done. Now, how did he do this? How did he plot such an issue, that he has his brother, his brothers with him? When they went, he honored them. They got into Yusuf. Yusuf, as usual, he received them well. He received them with love, with honor, with passion. And then he brought food, and he told his brothers, let everyone from the same mother. Now, with their many children, they have several. Usually at that time, they were marrying more than one, so they will have the same father, but different mothers. So he said, the ones that are from different mothers, the ones that are from the same mother, let them sit on a table. So what happened? They got separated. There was the 10 brothers, you know, or from, well, whether they were from different mothers or from the same mother, and Binyamin stood up. Now they were sitting down on the table. Yusuf looked at him and said, why you're standing up? And he said, sir, on an honorable Yusuf. Now, the way they have talked, they said, he said, you said that the ones from the same mother would have sit on the table, on the same table. Now they are from the same mother. I am not. I am not. He said, oh, do you have a brother from this, from your mother? He said, yes, I used to. I used to. But they claim, they are saying that he was ate by a wolf. أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ. So he said, really? He said, yes. He said, were you saddened because of his departure? He said, oh, yes. Oh, King, oh, Your Honor, Your Majesty, whatever they were calling at that time. He said, yes, I became so saddened that I got married and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me 11 children. I named them all by different derivatives of my brother Yusuf. Of course, seems like up to here he did not know that his brother was Yusuf. This was his brother. He didn't know that because, as I said, the awe of the kingdom, the magistrates, or whatever that it was, you know, was taken. They did not recognize Yusuf, but Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he recognized them. So therefore, therefore what happened? Yusuf was asking his brother what was happening. At this time, so when he asked him that you have 11 brothers and sisters, you know, he said that I have 11 children. Yusuf said, wow, it seems that you've been marrying a lot, you know. He said, yes, Your Majesty, I've been marrying because. Now, he wants to show. People usually get married, they gotta know why they are getting married. Is this marriage, what is it? Is it just for the animalistic pleasure, or there is something else involved in it? He said, yes, Your Majesty. Our father is a great man. And not only a great man, but he is a virtuous, spiritual man. Our father said, sons, get married. Have children. maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your children as a strong weight on the face of the earth. بلا إله إلا الله التسبيح لعل الله يخرج منك ذرية تثقل الأرض بالتسبيح. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you'll have children, you'll have more Muslims, you'll have more people saying La ilaha illallah. You know, one of the greatest advices that even our great Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Habib ilaha al-alami, gave us an advice. He said, if you get married with the intention of having children, لعل الله يثقل الأرض بلا إله إلا الله. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the earth heavy by the people who are muwahideen, unified, the ones that believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, now come and sit with me. Other brothers, they looked at him and said, subhanAllah, look what happened. You know, it seems like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preference toward even this brother. This brother, even the king let him sit right next to him. Yeah, a form of jealousy. Yes, subhanAllah. So, he waited, they ate their food, their dinner, their supper, and they separated. Each one was taken to his room. And now Yusuf sat down with his only brother from the same mother and father. And he told him, he said, brother, don't feel sad. I am your brother Yusuf, but they don't know. Yes, subhanAllah. They don't know. And don't feel saddened for what they have done. And then he told me, I would love you to be with me. In other words, not to go back. Binyamin told Yusuf, brother Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. I don't think my brothers will allow that. I mean, how can they go without knowing? How can they know and not they leave me here? Especially after such a covenant that they have given my father. Do you know what happened? Of course, you know, Binyamin was there. So Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, I guess, detected the situation. He said, okay, don't worry. I will plot a thing. You just come along. I will plot it. And don't deny anything. Don't let it be. I will plot something. And don't tell them anything. Don't tell them about our plots. And let's see how we can control the issue. Well, you will stay here with me. So, therefore, whether it was the next day or the next, at the right time, all of their goods was ready. They were ready. They were set nicely together, organized. There was a thing called as-siqayah. فَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ. Once everything was set nicely and correctly together, somehow. Now there is something called a siqaya. A siqaya is like a cup that they drink with. Now according to what I have read, it said that this siqaya was from gold. Now it was suwa'a al-mulk. In other words, I don't know whether it was a drinking cup or it was the thing that was used to take food and put it with, like a cup, like a container. With that container, he was saying, you have this much. you have this much. Two of them, three of them, four of them, according to the price that they have. And it said that that thing was out of gold, was very expensive from the gold. So as they put the goods together, they put their luggage together, they have hidden, or Yusuf, may Allah peace and blessings be upon him, he hid this siqaya, this cup, in his brother's things together. And the brothers, calmly, nicely, they took off. And also Binyamin was with them, he also took off. As soon as they took off a very short distance, they thought that they have started their journey, their trip all the way to their brothers. Suddenly they realized that behind them there was a big commotion, and soldiers and people with horses, they were coming, and suddenly somebody called. ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, now this is verse number 70. فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِي. So when their goods were ready, he made that cup in the goods with his brother's clothes, food, whatever it was. As they took off, ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنَ. Suddenly a caller came saying, أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ. Now the word al-'ir is the word for convoy. Ayir means qafila, you know, the name of the camels. That, but usually in Arabic when you say ayyatuha al-'ir, means the people who are riding, because you're calling the people, you're not calling the camels. So ayyatuha al-'ir innakum lasariqun. Amazing. Is the Quran lying? Who's lying here? Did Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, told his soldiers to lie? Then what does it mean? Ayyatul ir innakum. All you people of the convoy, you are robbers. You have stolen something. What did they steal? In a hadith, you know, related to our imams, said no, they did not lie, and they were not robbers, they did not steal anything. But the story goes way back, that they, the brothers, these brothers, actually they have stolen Yusuf. That kind of robbery, that kind of thievery. They stole in Yusuf, so that's why he's an ayatul ayat. You people are robbers. So they stopped, looked around. What do you mean by we are robbers? We never stole anything. We never taken anything out of permission. Everything is, you know, with rightful, you know, we took everything in a rightful way. So they came and they said, what did you lose? What are you losing? The soldiers said, قَالُوا نَفْقِدُ صَوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ. What we are losing is the cup that our great leader was drinking from. And whoever found it will be rewarded. Will be greatly rewarded. They were really a whole camel weight of rewards. And I am responsible. The one that was speaking, he said, I am the leader of these things. I am responsible. So, in other words, if we found it, I will be getting extra. So, you know, whoever found it will be getting extras. So, therefore, in other words, what they are insinuating is we are going to search every inch. We are going to find it no matter what. We're going to search you guys. No way around it. What did they say? Now, they are being accused of thievery. They are surrounded by soldiers. Yes, subhanAllah. What they're going to answer, what they're going to do. They know for sure that they are innocent. But what happened? How, what kind of a plot Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings, had plotted? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again to put these jigsaw puzzles back together. Remember at the beginning of the story, what did we say? Yusuf had a dream. He had a beautiful dream. He had seen that 11, you know, star planets and the sun and the moon are bowing. What kind of a bowing was that? You know, can you imagine a sun bowing? Can you imagine a moon bowing? So, inshallah ta'ala, with Allah's help, we will discuss that in the next session. Again, we are Allah. We ask you, O Lord, enlighten our hearts. Give us the success to be closer to you, to be closer to understanding your words, to be closer to your Ahlul Bayt, the ones who had explained the teacher of your book, the Holy Quran, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Al-Wahy Al-Ilahi. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.